Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad sitting at 5-0, 2-0 in the CAA after beating Maine this past weekend. Next up, a road trip down to Williamsburg to take on William and Mary on Saturday. And, Coach, let's look back at the game against the Black Bears. You guys really jumped out early, controlled the game throughout the first half, and then took it to the finish line. Other than the fast start, what were the big takeaways for you out of the win?
Well, the good thing is we played a pretty clean game. You know, the field position was definitely in our favor, especially in the early part of the game. We had a nice opening drive, so that was good to get up 7-0. And then they tried to blitz. They blitzed us on our second possession. We had a 77-yard touchdown, so, you know, we hit them with a big play when they, you know, send a little pressure. So that was really good. And then the next two possessions we had, a blocked punt and an interception. So we had the ball inside their 30 both times, came away with one touchdown and one field goal. So, you know, to get that early jump on the lead and get the early start was awesome. Our guys played hard and, you know, we took advantage of it. We had three turnovers to our favor. We didn't give up any. We didn't have any offensive penalties and we didn't give up any sacks. So we played a pretty clean, disciplined game. And on defense, we did give up some yards in the passing game, but we were very good in the red zone and kept them out of the end zone for the most part. They did get a second-half touchdown and then actually two second-half touchdowns. And, you know, but we did hold them to only 3 points in the first half. So love the physical play of our defense, made some really nice plays offense and took advantage of the short field when they were provided for us. And, you know, our guys were able to go out there and finish the game. So real pleased with that.
We've talked a lot, and rightfully so, about the play of your quarterback. He's being helped out by a very deep receiving core, and it seems like you've got different guys stepping up at different times. How much has that group exceeded expectations, or did you like what you had coming in and thought you could get a lot of guys chipping in?
Well, we figured we had pretty good depth, and we felt pretty good about the guys coming back. Shanga Hodge, Zach Kirkston, Josh McGrigg are some of the older guys. And then you sprinkle in some of the other guys. You know, we've been getting good play by Des Boykin, who's only a sophomore, Jaron Hayek, who's a true freshman, and then Javon Jones is playing. So, you know, when you can have that many guys rotating through, you're kind of keeping them all fairly fresh. And Dan does a good job distributing the ball. And Todd Summers, our tight end, has gotten involved as well. So, you know, Dan does a good job taking what the defense gives you. He doesn't try to force too many things in there. He's new to the program, so I guess he doesn't have a true favorite target, at least not as of yet, because you see that sometimes, you know. Our Carson Wentz is going to look for Ertz as much as he can. We don't have that connection right now, which is a good thing because Dan's doing a good job, as you said, distributing the ball to a lot of different people. And our balance has been good, so we've been able to maintain a running game, which obviously opens up the passing game, and then vice versa. If we're able to distribute the ball to the wide receivers and they're making plays, then people have to defend that, and then we have the numbers in the box. So hopefully we can continue to balance, and Dan will continue to distribute, and we'll stay healthy because it's good to have six or so guys rotating through at that position.
So let's talk about this next game you've got coming up here as you head down to William and Mary. We were talking off the air. They've played an interesting schedule, a couple of FBS teams. What do you see on film here? What are you guys in for?
Well, they're definitely battle-tested. Playing two FBS opponents in your first five games is a challenge for anybody. Playing one is a challenge. And, you know, so they're not going to be intimidated by, you know, little old Villanova coming into their stadium. And they're kind of like us. They have some experience in some positions, and then they're playing some young guys in others. So their quarterback is a true freshman, but then they put in another older guy in there. So, you know, maybe the freshman's more of that, I guess, in today's language, dual threat guy who runs really well but can distribute the ball in the passing game. And then they have another guy who's more of a passer that, you know, has been in the games as well. And then, you know, they have a young running back in Owen Wright. He's a sophomore. But then Funderburk, number 26, is, you know, so they do have some experience sprinkled in with some young guys getting a lot of opportunities. Their kick returner is another true freshman who has two touchdowns on the season. And, you know, we were concerned about Ernest Edwards last year as probably the top returning kick returner in the conference. However, you know, the young guy down there for William and Mary he now leads the conference in kickoff returns. So, you know, you got another challenge there. And then on defense, you know, they're big up front. Their linebackers have nice size. They have a couple linebackers, you know, one of them's 240-plus pounds. And they have a really experienced, pretty good secondary. The secondary is led by three seniors who played a lot of football for them and then a junior. So they have some guys that have done a good job, you know, on defense. Bill Murray is an all-league type player who's probably their best D lineman who gave us everything we could handle and then some a year ago. So, you know, like I said, good experience in some spots, sprinkled in with some youth. And, you know, the more you play together, the better they're going to be. So they look like they're improving every week from the films we've watched. So we're going to have our hands full and it's at their place. So we got a 5.5-hour trip to get on a bus and go down there and be ready to play on Saturday.
How big a stretch is this for you? Three of the next four on the road. You do have a bye week sprinkled in there, but this will be a tough road here over the next month.
Yeah, it seems like we haven't played too many at our home field. And, you know, we do have that bye sprinkled in, as you mentioned. But, you know, the key and the focus right now is on William & Mary. And, you know, we just got to do a good job, you know, practicing well this week. And then our guys got to be able to get on the bus, take that ride, and, you know, head down, whatever. Hopefully we won't hit too much traffic in that D.C. area, and we'll get settled in the hotel. It's a 3:30 game, so we'll be able to have a little bit of rest in the morning. So we'll see. But, hey, you know, it's the CAA. Everyone's traveling. You know, I think this is only their third home game, so they've been on the road a lot as well. So I'm sure they're excited to be playing in front of their home crowd, just as we were this past weekend when we faced Maine. So I'm sure they'll have a good crowd, and, you know, it'll be a typical CAA battle to the end, and you got to play four quarters.